The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.
Today, the 19th of January, is referred to as World Memory Day. Good Memory Day. If I ask you, how is your memory retention? If I was to ask you, how well do you remember things that happened in your life? Things that you read, books that you read, the verses that you read for Bible trivia on a Tuesday, or various things. How would you be able to answer that? Or maybe even a better question, how often do you train the muscle of your brain to make sure that its ability to retain information and remember that information is constantly growing? Yeah, there's a lot of us would answer that question very differently and with very difficult ways to actually get to a very set thing, because many of us didn't realize that this is actually something that can be developed, because it's always often that we think, well, I don't have a great memory, so it is what it is, and just accept it as what it is. But this afternoon, I'm joined by Yvette Engelbrecht, who is the executive manager of the Genius Skills Solution and Resource Improvement. And she's going to be giving us some lowdown to understand our memory better and hopefully improve it to the point where I remember what I ate last year Christmas. Not 2022, but 2021. Good afternoon, Yvette. Thank you so much for making time to be with us.
Kosi, thank you very much for inviting me to chat with you. I really appreciate it. Maybe I can add to that. I'm also an accredited brain practitioner.
Ah, yes, yes. I love
so
it.
I love about learning about our brain and how it works, and I've been practicing in that environment for the past 20 years as well.
I find the brain to be something so, it's intriguing for me personally.
It is. So as you said rightly, the brain is a muscle, and we have to exercises the same way that you look after your body, you actually have to look after your brain. And if we don't use it, we lose it.
Mm. If you don't use it, you lose it. That's yes. The key thing. Yeah. But Yvette, let's get straight to it. I mean, yes. I could realize that I've got this habit of forgetting things, that I keep forgetting either we have placed things or I forget all these core memories that I should remember. Yeah. Can my memory be improved? Is this something that's actually possible, or am I stretching it and just should accept that this is what it is?
So, no, your brain and your memory can be improved, and you should actually make sure that you engage in activities that will allow you to practice and improve your ability to recall and remember things. So we will never have 100% recall or comprehension, well, recall. There's a difference between recall and comprehension. Yeah. I will address that a little bit later. But we will never have 100% ability to recall everything that we have done or learned, or if it was possible, we will probably be machines. So it is not. I believe that it is a mechanism to protect us. If you were able to remember each and everything, because remember, what comes into your brain is not only conscious information, it's also subconscious information. Mm. If you were able to remember all of that, we would never be able to sleep or shut down or just relax, because your mind will be in overdrive all the time. So we selectively remember things that is important to us, that we would like to use again, and that it helps us to survive and go through our daily routine.
Sure, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah, so to take a step back, maybe, we need to be able to identify also that there is different types of memory. We've got firstly a sensory memory. Your sensory memory is your ability to understand your environment. So that is what we see, hear, and experience on a daily level. And that is just to remember the road that you have traveled, or to remember that when you walk into church, where did you sit last Sunday? Mm. So we don't have to learn these things, Nee. You automatically remember these
things. Your memory just kicks
in. Yes, it's automatic.
And that's sensory memory.
Yes.
All right.
Then we have a short-term memory. Short-term memory is when we intentionally try to remember information, and most people and children study and learn in this environment. Mm. It means that we learn through repetition, and this is also when we say we cram information.
Yes.
You know, that you study and you write an exam, but the moment that you've written it, you forgot everything that you have studied. It's gone.
That's me, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. So we can improve short-term memory through strategies like grouping information and categorizing information.
So it's just a quick question.
Yes.
So that would be, for example, if someone is studying and they're preparing for an exam, that to make sure that it's not just getting the information in, that they group the information that they're studying as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So To give you an easy example. Say, for example, I sent you to the shops. I want you, your wife sent you to the shop for the groceries.
Yeah, that sounds about real.
Apples, butter, chicken, bread, yogurt, muffins, ham, washing powder, bananas, body wash. I mean, by the first two things, you would think, oh, I forgot everything already.
I remember apples, butter, chicken, and something about muffins.
And then you will remember two or three of those things. But in an hour when she sent you and you eventually go through the shop, you will have forgotten that list. Mm. However, if you group it and you say, okay, there was apples and bananas, there were bread and muffins, there were butter and yogurt, there were washing powder and body wash, then immediately you remember those groups because you have fruit, the apples and bananas, the breads, the yogurt. So it's a lot easier then to remember if you group them. All right.
That makes more sense. Yeah. And it doesn't really matter that it has to be like serious groups, like in the food section. It's these three foods. I mean, because you're pairing them in twos, that makes a difference.
It does. So there was a Russian, Vladimir Korensky, I think something like that, who actually said that you can actually, to remember things, that you have to take one item and link it to something that you already know. So it's normally two things.
That makes sense.
So it is. But there's more to it. Then we have our long-term memory. And this is where we actually want to be, that in a long term, you would be able to remember information or data or detail or study material. And this is the level where we actually should be operating. So we store information in our long-term memory, not only by repetition, but also through association. Mm. So that linking process that I told you about. For example, and you mentioned this earlier today when you said, what were you wearing or what did you do or what did you eat for Christmas? If I ask you, what were you doing last year on the 11th of September? You would have no idea what you have been doing.
None whatsoever. Mm.
But if I would ask you, what were you doing on 11 September when the two planes flew into the Twin Towers? Most people would be able to tell you exactly where they were when they heard that news. I know, for example, I was driving the car and everybody still thought it was an accident that they flew into the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
But people know exactly where they were, what they were doing. So, and it's because of that linking that the day is important because of the event that is there.
Hmm.
So when we are studying, the idea is to link information that you want to remember, visualize it, make it real. So that previous grocery list that I've mentioned to you, if you not just have the groups, but you also have visualized how you're going to get it in the shop. So if I walk into my shop, I know that the first thing I see is the veggies, and then I have to get the apples and the bananas. Then I know the next aisle would be where I get the bread and the muffins. Then I know the next aisle that I would get to, in front of me, I first have to get the butter and the yogurt. Then the next aisle, I will get the washing powder and the body wash, and the last aisle is where I'll get my meat, the chicken and the ham that I was. So immediately, if I now go, I didn't even write a list, but if I now go to the shop, I know when I walk in, this is what I'm going to get, where, and I can walk out. The moment that you visualize it as well, you would not forget what you have to do.
It's incorporating another sense, because I mean, you spoke about it in terms of sensory memory, and I see how that's kicking in to know how it looks like in your shop. But I think one of the key things that you're saying to me that I'm getting is how you're saying in the processing of the information to not just take it as it is, but to actually process it, dig through it, and be able to say, where does this connect with this and how does this relate to that? Because then I'm more likely to remember it. Now, Yvette, why do you think that many people complain that nowadays their memory is getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter?
So when I thought about that question, I was thinking maybe it's just because we're getting older and older.
And most people would think that.
So the thing is that life is extremely fast-paced, and we are most of the time trying to juggle an enormous amount of tasks and activities every day. And our minds are therefore preoccupied, and we have to make conscious effort to remember things that we want to. So I think also we know that we have a lot of things to do, and we're constantly thinking about this as a whole, and just of instead of just the next step. This is the next thing. This is the next thing. And then we become overwhelmed with what we want to do. So there's a difference However, and I mentioned this, before getting or forgetting where you put your car keys and remembering detail of a report or remembering a Bible verse that you have studied.
Because I think that's the big thing, you know, because I'm then wondering, is do I get concerned if I can't remember where my keys are, where my glasses are, the same way I should worry about a Bible verse that I read just this weekend?
Yes. So it's not 100% the same thing, because you will use different processes to remember things. So some people are a little bit more, and this is where the brain profiling comes in. We get left brain dominant people who are actually naturally inclined to being more organized and structured in life. Then we get right brain dominant people who are not, and they are usually the guys that struggle to maintain list, to remain order, and they are the guys that become scatterbrained. So when you are looking at, as if you're as a right brainer starting to look at how can you improve your ability to remember information, where did you put your glasses, where did you put your keys, it is creating for yourself a routine where if I put those stuff down, I always put them at the same place, or in or the same cupboard, or the same little bowl. And you have to get into that routine. If you come into the house, this is where you put your glasses and your keys. So then later on you don't, because the moment that you put them in another place, you won't be able to find
it. Yes. Actual fact, I love that example so much, because it actually feels like something practical a person can do to improve their memory. Yes. Maybe highlighting on that. What are some of the things that I can do now, that people can do, that someone who's listening right now can start to incorporate into their day-to-day to start challenging and improving and training that muscle of the mind?
So there is a lot of books on brain gym. There is exercises that you can specifically do that will increase the connections in your brain. So your brain is divided into two parts, a left and a right side. And between, we refer to it as our gray matter. And between the two brain lobes is the white matter, or the corpus callosum. And we need to we do exercises that will increase the connections in the corpus callosum. And that is done through cross-lateral movement. That is why movement is so important for us, because it improves our learning.
Is this like I remember doing this in school, where you tap in your head with your right hand, but at the same time you're doing circles with your left
there's
hand.
There's a lot. That is it. It increases the communication eventually between the left and the right side of the brain, which increases your ability to learn and study. You know that they say that with every crawl that a baby makes, 50,000 new connections is made in the corpus callosum. With every crawl. That means that children who do not crawl normally have learning difficulties.
Sure, wow.
Yeah. So, but as an adult, you can still exercise your brain. You can still do things that will increase your and improve your ability to get your muscle, your brain muscle, to work better. There's a difference, however, quickly just this, with regards to memorizing verses. You know, often we read things and you think, oh, I just don't know what I've read.
Yeah.
People falsely believe that if they have read anything once, that they will remember 100% what they have read. Mm. It's not true. If it was true, we would never have to study.
Very true. Ne? Yeah.
So there's exercises and skills that you can use actually to improve your memory when studying as well. We call it four laws of recall. So the first is interest. The moment that you have interest, and you can improve your ability to recall stuff by 40% by just applying these four rules.
Sure.
Interest. The moment that you have interest in a subject, it improves your ability to recall by 10%. That is why the subjects that you love, you do well in school. The ones that you don't do that well in. The other one is organization, to write it down. Make lists. Write the things that is important to you down, especially if you're a little bit scattered brained, or you know that you have a meeting tomorrow. Make a list or put a notification on your phone so that it will help you and remind you.
Yeah.
The third thing is association, linking that information to things that you already know. And the fourth one is repetition. We only remember, so if you have a Bible verse that you really want to remember, you have to apply those four things, and it means then repeating them as well. Most people apply two of them. They go for the subjects that they are interested in, and then they will either write it down, especially in studying. You get these guys that they study and they copy their books, you know, rewrite their handbooks, where you get the others that is lazy and they will just read everything repetitively. You need all four.
But not actually get to repeat it over and over.
Yes,
Yvette, before we wrap up our time together, there's someone who's probably listening right now who's thinking, you know what? I hear what you're saying. I hear the picture that you're painting and helping me to apply certain things that will help me improve my memory. But at which point do I need to be concerned about my memory and it's that it's highlighting that there might be something that I'm experiencing memory loss?
Yeah, so I thought about that quite a lot. The thing it is that I wanted to say, it is definitely okay to be a little bit forgetful, and it's really nothing to be concerned about. Being able to forget is our survival mechanism, and normally people with ADD and ADHD, they are more forgetful than other people, and they can use skills to help them remember it. By the time that memory loss becomes an issue, you will not be the person who notices it. It will be people around you that notice it. And then we're going onto that level that says, you know what, there is actually a little bit of dementia or early stages of dementia and Alzheimer's involved in that. I can see my mum, she was also normally a little bit scatterbrained, but I can see now there's certain things that she would just forget how to use a remote for a TV, yeah. Something that she's done a long time. And if you bring it to attention, she would say, no, ma'am, and I'm normally a little bit confused. So you are not the person who realized that. It is normal. We live in a very fast-paced environment and world. It's normal. We shouldn't stress about it, but you can definitely do something about it to continuously improve it.
Yvette, thank you so much. This is so insightful. I feel empowered to be able to make decisions that will help me in my memory. Of course, also, most importantly, that grocery list now, I'm ready to receive it from my wife. But more than anything, I think people are now empowered, because I know I am, to realize that it's not that this is where my memory is and that's where it's going to end, but there's a possibility for me to be able to keep growing it and get better at it. So thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Yvette Engelbrecht, Executive Manager at Genius Skill Solution and Resource Improvement, encouraging us as we're celebrating Good Memory Day today to highlight to us that there's a possibility that we can take steps in our everyday life to grow in our use of our memory.
The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.